Well, now there's a rabbit, and we call it a hare. Well, so you shouldn't eat that. But lots of people like it, they eat it. Well, I don't think it condemn a person. Because when he went up on the housetop and let down that sheep before Peter, with all kind of animals, he said, Peter, slay and eat. He said, I eat nothing unclean, go in my mouth. He said, Peter, you call that I cleanse with my hand common and unclean? Yeah, Lord, he said, I'll eat. So, but of course that might be a parable because he thought that he was only to preach to the Jews, but God intended for him to preach to all nations. He didn't have no sympathy. Mm-hmm. So it could be a parable, but that's the way it was written in the Bible.
Yeah. When your wife makes a bed, what does she put on it?
Makes the bed? Mm-hmm. What does she say about it?
What does she put on it? What is it?
Oh, she put I know what you call the thing, but not a thing. The spread. The bed spread.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that goes on top?
Goes on top. That's the last piece.
And yeah. What do you use for to keep warm?
And a blanket and then the quilts. Blanket first and then the quilts next. Mm-hmm. Now some of the blankets you put in between because on the sheet first, blanket next and then your quilts.
Mm-hmm. What do you put your head on in the bed?
The pillows.
And do you ever have or see where instead of having two pillows you just have one thing?
Two pillows, one on each side. Just like if you and wife sleep together, well, she got one, you got mm-hmm. one. And of course, if you're single bed, well, you do your bed, and she's over there on her bed.
Now, they used to have be one long thing that go across the top of the bed, and it would be round, be where the pillow goes. You use that instead of the pillow.
They call that the head of the bed. There's some made, you know, with a headboard, mm-hmm. you see, and some there's one old one out under the shed, Jonah. Old time, and that's what the people now is crazy about. All the old time furniture, you can call them antiques. You don't care about the new style too much.
Yeah. No. What if you had had your whole family here? You got more people than you had beds, so you had to take a quilt and put it on the floor for the children.
That's right.
What would you call that?
Well, I just say it. Now, when you come to say that, right? We just say sleep on the floor, but you're not on the floor. Put a mattress on the floor and sleep on that. And of course now, like those couches that we have, where we make an extra bed out of the couch. Just unfold it, and you've got a double bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say you had a cornfield, and you look out, and there's some crows out in the cornfield, you might pick up a rock and do what to get rid of them?
The crows. Mm-hmm. Now, if he out there disturbing thing, I'd take my gun and kill him. Kill what I can. Mm-hmm. And the others will fly. I ain't gonna get time to shoot them all.
What if you didn't happen to have your gun with you?
I didn't have the gun with me and they was out there and they see me, they all gonna go. Yeah, yeah, holler, quack, quack, quack. And when he holler, all of them know it, they gone. Well, there's something to tell me about that. That a crow is a funny thing. You can run them out the field. And there's one up in the tree looking all the time. And you can hide in the woods. And maybe two, three of you, and you go in the woods. But that crow can know exactly when the last one come out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how true it is. But I learned a method about a crow in the field. That if they're eating up your corn or anything, and you can kill one, just take him and hang him up on a fork and stick with his ring open, with another crow going.
I didn't know
no, sir, really well. I found that out down there on that big field down there. I used to plant around 7 acres down there, and the fellow told me about that. And they'll fly around there, cock, cock, cock all day, but he ain't coming in that field. They got good sense. Yes, sir. He's not coming in that field.
If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they'll say, you know, he's not what?
He's not at home.
Yeah. And suppose somebody comes for your wife and she's cooking supper, you say, well, she's
busy in the back.